Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Join us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about this concept of consumers and their attitudes toward protein.
Absolutely. Well, Ron, we know that 88% of consumers sometimes or always consider food as high in protein when choosing a meal. We are also thrilled that a majority of consumers rank beef above other proteins when considering which is a great source of protein. In 2024, 20% of consumers who were following a diet opted for a high-protein version. Our Beef Checkoff funds human nutrition research to provide science-backed data that demonstrates beef's role in a healthy lifestyle for infants, toddler, adolescents, and adults. Human nutrition insights featured on the Checkoff-funded Beef Research website highlight beef's protein content and 9 other essential nutrients it provides in informational resources for families of all ages. Additionally, this research supports Checkoff-funded efforts to push beef's nutritional benefits.
Thanks, Heather. You can learn more about what's going on with the Beef Checkoff by going to drivingdemandforbeef.com.
Well, live cattle posted triple-digit losses through the December contract yesterday, as the market may have been influenced by the closing of the April contract and its overbought status. The front-month June contract down $1.80, but not until it initially made a new contract high. Difficult to say whether there may be larger price corrections in store, or if this was just a round of profit-taking due to traders being cautious over the extremely high prices. Box beef was lower yesterday, choice down $2.95, select down $1.80. Hog futures tried to regain some of the recent losses, but traders did not follow through. Wednesday's weakness could result in further declines, as traders may liquidate some positions due to the inability of cash and cutouts to find consistent support. Futures contracts in 2026 made new highs and closed higher due to lighter trading activity and greater optimism for demand. The National Daily Direct Afternoon Report showed cash was down about 2 cents, but may be higher today as packers may need to purchase more hogs aggressively to procure what they need for the week. U.S. wheat futures mixed, with Kansas City and Chicago wheat rebounding off new contract lows that were made yesterday. While Minneapolis wheat slightly lower, Minneapolis has seen strength over the past couple of sessions in the aftermath of the Canadian election, which maintained the leadership of the Liberal Party that has pledged to stand up to President Trump in regard to trade policy. This has wheat traders concerned about potential tariffs on Canadian wheat into the U.S., which has provided some support to Minneapolis futures since the election. Well, corn futures are higher this morning, seeing some follow through after recovery yesterday that saw support hold at the 62.5% Fibonacci retracement at 468.5 in the July futures contract. And soybean prices are lower again this morning, which is day 3 of a correction in soybean prices. We're going to check all the futures in a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our 4 Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
June live cattle down $1.80 yesterday, 208.40. August down $1.62, 204.05. May feeder cattle down $1.45, 292.57. August down $1.87, 295.02. May hogs down 62 cents, 91.92. Kansas City wheat, May down a penny, 514.25. July is down 1.5, 529.5. Chicago wheat, the May up 7.25, 513. July is up 5.25, 530.75. May corn is up 6.75, 467.25. July is up 5.25, 475.5. May soybeans down 6.25, 1034.75. July is down 8.25, 1044.5.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.